Some 1,000 delegates at the International Climate Change Adaptation Conference south of Brisbane will hear that the impact of warming temperatures and rising sea levels is likely to increase in severity. Governments, communities and individuals are being warned that they'll need to quickly adapt to harsher conditions. Organisers of the Queensland Summit say that the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, which are widely blamed for higher temperatures, won't be enough to ward off the worst effects of climatic change. The conference is concentrating on practical ways for society to protect itself from hotter temperatures, elevated sea levels, and more severe tropical cyclones, which are all threats that authorities on Australia's Gold Coast, a popular high-rise vacation spot, are factoring into future residential and business developments. Analysts will also discuss ways that towns and villages can fortify themselves against the ravages of bushfires, as well as protecting against heatwaves and droughts. Rules that impose tough new building codes after the deadly Victoria wildfires that killed more than 170 people in February 2009 have been cited as one good example of public policy trying to protect the community from natural disasters. Conference organiser Jean Polutikoff warns that Australia will be one of the countries hardest hit by climate change. However, she's hopeful the meeting on the Gold Coast will provide some valuable answers.
This is not a climate change science conference. So actually I expect the messages from this conference to be positive ones around action against climate change and empowering people to act to protect themselves against climate change. So I'm looking forward to 3 days of positive messages about how we can tackle the problem of climate change.
Among the speakers at the meeting will be Joseph Acamo, the chief scientist of the United Nations Environment Programme. In coming days, the conference is expected to hear from researchers that if the world is to learn from Australia's experience at the hand of an increasingly unpredictable climate, then it must act quickly and decisively. However, many Australians remain wary of assertions that their country will fall victim to potentially destructive man-made climate change. Other scientists, mining companies and farmers believe that man's influence on the environment is negligible and insist that any shifts in temperatures or sea levels are part of a natural cycle. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.